All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers.
Everybody that's watching us on ustream.tv/Nikki Rich Show. And that was Game Under the Lights. Man, we rocking right now. We want to go to YG, Suda, and Booty. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and it's been at MSNIKKIRICH, as well as he spoke to at Nikki R Show. If you go to Nikki R Show, that will let us know that, you know, you want to follow us on Twitter and log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, and you can check us out as well. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in, that's watching us right now. I got my big hair on tonight. So if you tune in, you see it. But shout out to everybody, man. We having fun tonight. It's Feature Friday. Much love to everybody. But right now, we want to get into some more music. And we want to take a quick commercial break as well. So everybody stay tuned. It's the hottest radio show on the planet. And you already know, it's the Nikki Rich Show.
Shout out to the Nikki Rich Show. One of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you going to hear on her show. So you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You all right? You already know. Let's get.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
Born Summer.
Maybach
music.
I'm a born
son of
Maybach music.
Nikki Rich.
You now tuned to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.
All right, welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. And tonight we have a special treat for you guys. We have coming up, we're going to be talking with Sankofa, as well as author T-Ron Watkins. And so we're excited about that. And right now we want to go to artist Desi. And this is Last Day.
Past is worth, yeah. And
one look, one look. Turns me into your obsession. I program in your love. Breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna be the Russian sign. All up on me, baby. Hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body bang, bang, bang. Yeah, come on. Got you right where we belong. We just touch, I feel so strong. I'm a dance on ya. Focus on you, baby. Like a vulture on its prey. No pain, got everything to gain. Robotic love, there's no delay. Activate me, you wanna make me. Give you my love, it's on, can never break me. No faking, so amazing, so amazing. Feeling so amazing. Get me up, fill me with life. Turn me on, we can escape tonight. No matter if it's wrong or right, if it's wrong or right.
I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show.
Oh, yes.
Now, go ahead and let everybody know where you're from and where you're based out of right now.
Originally, I'm from Columbus, Georgia. I've been running back and forth between Columbus, Georgia, and Montgomery, Alabama all my life. I'm currently based out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I do want to let everybody know that's live right now that we are talking with Sankofa, and, you know, I'm going to tell you, we've been rocking all week long. You know, one of my hot takes you got is the only South I know, and I love it because, you know, I'm from the South.
Oh, yeah, you got to squeeze one in from anything below the Mason-Dixon, all the way out to Texas. I had to do one for the house.
Oh, yeah. You know,
you got to do one for the South as a whole.
Exactly. The only South I know, Sankofa. And now, tell us who got you interested into the industry, you know, as far as entertainment, music.
I've always just had, I was that 14-year-old kid whose room was just plastered with just posters from Out the Source and other magazines and stuff like that. So I always had a niche for it. I got pretty good grades as far as English class goes, writing and all that. So it just kind of came natural. Then, you know, I hooked up with my best friend. We formed a group. The group's still together. We kind of went our separate ways, kind of doing things, but I just really wanted to keep it going. I tried to let it go when life happens. You know, you have a kid or whatnot. But at the same time, when it's in you, it's in you. So it just always been in me to do.
That's real. That's what I'm talking about. And you stepping out on faith, you pursuing your dreams, what you want to do in life. I mean, when you do that, you know, life changes. And it's real. Like, some people, they don't believe, like, man, he really doing this, or you won't make it, or what have you. You know how everybody got there.
There's closed-minded people out there that's going to say that.
Yeah.
My whole thing is, you know, we start up a label with my brother Johnny, who's also my manager. You know, we went ahead and started up a label there, the Family Business Music Group, just for the fact that, you know, you're doing my job every day that you hate. But you won't find it in yourself to pursue your dreams. So that ain't rich to us. That don't make sense.
That's real.
But, I mean, you gotta step out, like you said, step out on faith, because you just never know.
You doing?
I appreciate that.
You're making it happen, and that's all that counts, you know. And you know, just do what you want to do, and
that's what it comes down to. I mean, just like you and your show. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Who would think that, you know, you could just start up a radio show and have people call in and do all these interviews and put all these artists on and get some pictures? But I know you probably got a bunch of no's when you started out. And that's how it was with us. We get no's, but, you know, you got to learn to ignore the no's and move toward what you want to do.
Exactly. And, you know, it's all good because I know what we're doing. We're rocking right now with Sankofa. Right now, here, live from L.A. and they watching us live, and we also on, you know, broadcasting on the air right now. So, you know, we in the air.
Yeah, shout out to everybody tuning in, too, because, I mean, it's not everybody, you know, think if you're not on the TV or on some major radio that you're not doing nothing. That's not the case. It don't just apply to the music or the industry at all. You know, you pursue what you want to do. You want to be a lawyer, you go to school, you be a lawyer. You want to do hair, you go to school, you do your hair. You do what you want to do, what makes you happy at the end of the day, where you can go to sleep and you're happy with yourself at the end of the day.
But you know what else, too? I want to tell everybody that's listening in and that's watching as well. You know, a lot of people say, well, Nicki Rich, you always have celebrities. I have a lot of independent artists, too. But the thing about it is that some independent artists have not grasped how internet radio is moving. See, the celebrities already know. They already know.
Yeah.
They're going from internet show to internet show. But, you know, the ones who think differently, they don't know. They're not educated yet.
they don't. some of them even know, and they don't even want to take the opportunity. Like, I mean, I want to thank you first for being on the phone all the time, because the fact is, you didn't have to put me on the show at the end of the day. So I thank you for that, just having the outlet. And rep myself and the family business the right way, rep the South the right way.
Okay, that's real. And you know, the artist is just grinding, the artist is out there, you know, just making moves. They know what's up. They know what's going on.
Those people you pay attention to, because you're going to hear a whole bunch of no's and you crazies from everybody else. I mean, you put them to the back. Everybody that's trying to roll with you and support you, those people you keep in mind. Don't try to switch it up to make somebody else happy.
That's real. That is so true. Because, you know, you got to just stay focused. You know, you're going to hear the no's. You're going to hear, that's okay. You also gonna hear those that say, "Oh, I wanna collab, I wanna do this, I wanna do that." But are they like minded as yourself? Are they you know, making the move that you are? You gotta balance that out and determine, is this person gonna help me in the long run? How can we help each other? You know,
exactly.
That's what you gotta look for. You know?
That's the other part too. Everybody that's patting you on the back and telling you if what you're putting out is fire. Is not your friend, is not telling the truth all the time.
No.
Some of them hoping you get that quick jackpot so they can get their little piece.
And everybody wants to get on. But the big thing now is I want to get on. Who can get on the fastest? You know,
you're going to put in that work.
That's the thing. You got to put in work. And it's not about getting on. You know, you want to be recognized for your work. Yes, we all want to be recognized. You all want a better living than what you're doing now. But demons, heaven, and all that, you know, trying to get there is crazy, you know. It's crazy.
Exactly.
You don't want it that way. You just want
to
do it the way you love it and have fun with it.
Yeah. Like I said, it's about making yourself happy and creating something
that's yours,
you have control over. Like you said, part of that work is taking control and taking ownership, whether it's good or bad, you got to take ownership of it. That comes with craft and, you know, just putting yourself out there.
That's real. Well, I want to tell everybody we got some new music. We got new music on right now, and we're going to play, you know, from Sankova. Tell us a little bit more about The Only South I Know for those who just now tuning in, because we got some more listeners.
Okay, for The Only South I Know, just more background, I mean, it is what it is. I'm talking about, I mean, the title says it all. It's The Only South I Know, whether it be from riding on rims, candy paint, to, you know, coming up after slavery, stuff we done had to deal with, you know, the lynchings, all that type of stuff, KKK, I mean, from the interracial relationships, you know what I'm talking about? It's several white girls walking around with brown babies down here. You know, I just put it all and took what I saw, my personal opinion, The Only South I Know, and I stuffed it in that record. It's produced by my partner, Plastic, out of Montgomery. I record all my music down there in Montgomery, Alabama, in Mixology Recording Studios to produce my classic. So it's The Only South I Know. I mean, I just took what I saw every day and put it in that record.
Well, that's what it is right now. We're going to go ahead and go to The Only South I Know, Sankova. We live.
Classic. To the bottom where it ain't a thing to hit a man. With 9 millimeters over 9 milligrams. When I lose, thank the Lord just to get a chance. Your opinion about us, I can give a damn. What you know about the South? Is you so sure? Spit it so pure that this verse could be a brochure. What you seeing on TV could never be me. Motor rims and inches, talking limbs and lynching. Cut from the cloth of the cotton in my granite pit. Work like an amputee, ain't nobody hand me this. I ain't worried once they get past the candy paint and see us clearly. We work from can to cane. Three education, school, church, and street corner. Smart brother, keep a small Bible and the heat on them. Three warn them that we get stronger without. Come on home to the south, throw some gold in your mouth.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but sure.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but sure. Now that I got your undivided attention, I take it deeper. Overworked and underpaid, and we ain't accepting neither. We're pimps and politicians talking just like the preacher. Don't like it, don't visit, don't want you, don't need you. You ain't worthy of the dirty. Situation's ugly, but the lessons learned hurt it. Grand folks by 30. Now surely, y'all ain't still talking about our slow tongue. Did you forget where your chick was sent to get your smoke from? So numb, we ain't surprised by the gunplay. Learn the trap from Granny, selling beer on Sundays. Take me out the south, still the traces in my blood. I ain't talking about a place, still got my raisin in the sun. True south, I'm with church in the cotton field, still singing. For old souls on my family tree, still swinging. No complaints got dealt, then we played the cards. Southern by location, country by the grace of God, Lord.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but sure.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but sure. Now it's time to make a lasting impression. Middle fingers getting thrown at some of the players that's repping. Probably thought you made it out safe. Go ahead about face. Let me learn you something while they talking about the South ways. Real pros, cars, clothes, trap, beat a rhyme scheme. Rap what you feel, but when it intervene on my cream. Other coast turn a deaf ear from what you left here. Then we gotta clean it up and tell them you don't rep here. I know the ones y'all been seeing been some clowns lately. Alabama start with an A. You're trying to downgrade me. Speak honest, even if it sound crazy. We're black selling white girls, and white girls got brown babies. I would never change it over. Wanna see what I speak? Take a midnight train to Georgia. Say they hard in a lot of things, but it's a dollar scheme. Put my foot in this music like grandmama collard greens.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but sure.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but sure. I'm talking
this, this the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but show.
All right.
Nikki Reed.
You now listen to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the internet. That was Sanofa. We live with him right now. The only stuff I know.
When I yes, ma'am. That song appreciate that.
That's that dirty sound. That's, you know what it reminds me of? Like that Houston, that Texas, you know?
That's yeah, that's why I want to make sure I got Texas in there. That's why I threw the hook. Heavy influenced by that Houston sound.
That's what I'm talking about. And just so you know, we live from L.A. right now. We on Ustream.tv/channel/ Nikki Reed Show. So y'all check us out. We getting in. Sankofa in the building.
Yeah, Sankofa. S-A-N-K-O-F-A.
That's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Now, in case they want to go check out more music, where can they go to?
You need to check out my Reverb Nation /Sankofa_music. They hit me up, Twitter, Sankofa_music, Facebook, same thing, Sankofa Music, music spelled with a K. They can shoot me an email, same thing, Sankofa Music@gmail. Any artists out there want to collab, holler at me, anybody for shows, anything like that, just contact me. You also hit up the label. The label email, TFB Music Group, everything spelled correctly, TFB Music with a C, group, @gmail.
Now, in case anybody, don't know, do you have any upcoming tours or what else can we expect from you in 2013?
Coming up this summer, I'm probably looking at next month, maybe July, to drop the mixtape, Change for a Dollar, a Requiem for a Hustle. It's going to be volume one. I'm going to do a three-volume series of Change for a Dollar. So the first one is Change for a Dollar, volume one, Requiem for a Hustle. I want to shout out Cool Running DJs. It's going to be hosted by Superstar J Quick. Got some of my partners on there. They all lyricists, so don't nobody worry. Just because you only see no big names featured on it, don't think I'm just watering it down. I just threw my partner on because the beat was tight. Everybody that I run with is nice on that mic. So, yeah, you need to look out for that probably sometime next month. We already wrapped it up. We're just doing the little finishing parts to the cover and getting the track list together and all that stuff. Final mixing. But Change for a Dollar, Volume 1, a Requiem for a Hustle, hosted by Superstar J Quick.
That's real, and I like that you said that. You know, you got to be nice on the mic, and, you know, just listening to the only stuff I know, that goes in. You don't even have to get anybody on it.
I'm working on a remix right now. I don't have
okay.
All my features in place yet, but I am on a remix to only stuff I know, so as soon as I get that done, you're going to be the first one with it.
That's real. We ready. We ready for it. Now, is there anything you would like to share with the listeners out there? That any words, you know, for the artist that's trying to get to where you are right now?
For the listeners,
they see it's hard, but they need encouragement.
Yeah. For the listeners, I just want to thank you and say keep listening. Because everything you see on TV and mainstream radio isn't real. Right now, the game is getting ready. I'm telling everybody right now, the game is getting ready to go back underground. Because it goes in cycles, and cats are getting kind of tired of the glitz and glamour thing. So as far as the artists are concerned, if you're not on the glitz and glamour or what's hot right now, don't worry about it. Stick to what you know. With the minute you switch it up and try to do something that's hot right now, when that hot right now thing is over with, so is your career. Then you back to square one. You're trying to start all over again, trying to figure out who you are. Do what you're doing, and you're going to find your niche, and you're going to find your audience. And that's who you're going to push your records to, and that's who's going to support you. So don't try to switch it up and go all pop with it out the gate. Stay true to who
that's
you
real.
Are. And take control of what you're doing, too. Stop selling your records just for a deal, or hopefully you're going to get a deal. Copyright your own music.
Copyrighted, honey. Get that legal taken care of.
Yeah, do it legal. It's so easy and real quick. I started up my label with $100. TFB Music Group. We started up last year with $100. Turned around, got the logo, got a tax ID, got the CSAC publication. Everything is legit. We good. And it doesn't take that much money. For the price of your J's that you rocking, you can start up a label. You can get your paperwork in order. So make sure you get all your stuff legal. Put it in your name so you have ownership of it. So when those major labels come knocking, they got to pay you.
That's real. That's what I'm talking about. You got to come. You got to come knocking. But you got to have your stuff in order. You know, a lot of people want to jump the gun and be signed. They want to do so much, but the package is not ready at all. You know,
it's a
and
damn,
a lot of people, is coming up with these labels and different, and the package ain't even ready. They don't even have the education. You know, that's why you got to tell them, you got to build that fan base up.
Yeah. That's why I appreciate this opportunity to get out to other listeners that don't know who I am. Make sure you check me out, Sankofa.
Exactly.
Sankofa, TFB Music Group. Come follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Email us. Like I said, you know, I'll put the email out there. TFB Music Group at Gmail. Hit us up. We're willing to work with people that's going to do something for themselves. But don't come to us looking for no handout, because ain't nobody give us no handout. We started grassroots, and we continue in grassroots. I'm not trying to get on no soapbox and preach, but it's been said before, and it's like cats ain't getting it. It's the easiest thing to do. They think somebody's going to break them off some bread just because they're nice on the box. You're going to be hot for a week, and they're going to make they put money off you and put you off to the side. You're going to be a free agent again.
That's real. And I love your grind. You know, I love your movement. You started from the ground up, and you making it happen. And you out here. You know, you on these radio shows, you on these stations, they hearing who you are. I mean, you making it happen. That's how you got to do it. And you live. You spirit and broadcasting globally.
Yeah, and I thank everybody in the world within earshot of this. I really, and if you know a partner who usually check into the show that couldn't check in today, tell them about me. Tell them about Nikki. Keep spreading the word. Tell some friends and tell some friends.
Tell them. Let them know. We're going to keep spreading the word about you and, you know, anybody else that's out there that's making it, making those moves and trying to get heard. It's all about getting heard and sharing your dreams and your vision. That's what we're here for. And, you know, it's serious. It's real. And if you are serious, you're going to keep moving. You're going to continue going and not let anything stop you.
Oh, yeah. The wheels keep rolling. They don't slow down for nobody. You got to keep on rolling. I thank you for the opportunity.
Most definitely. Now, before you go, we always ask that our artists give us a shout out so we can play in our future shows. Do you mind doing that?
I can do that for you.
And let them know who you are, too.
All right. Once again, it's your boy Sankofa, TFB Music Group. Sankofa, S-A-N-K-O-F-A. I'm going live on the Nick and Rich Show.
That's real. And y'all go check him out. It's the only South I know. That's what I'm talking about. It's the only South.
Go pick it up on iTunes. Go pick it up on iTunes. Go pick it up on iTunes. 99 cents. Go pick it up on iTunes. The only South I know. I also plugged a new single following on the South I Know. It's called Losing It. Also on iTunes already. 99 cents. Don't break that 99 cents with you, boy. I promise you, once we get our money up, it's going to circle back around the street.
That's real. Well, we thank you again for stopping through to the hottest radio station on the planet, live Sankofa. Sankofa Music as well on Twitter. Y'all go check them out. And we thank you again. We welcome you back, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
All right. Thank you, too. God bless y'all.
God bless you. Everybody, we rocking it out. It's Feature Friday. We got Sankofa, a.k.a. Sankofa Music, and T-Rod rocking in the building. And right now we're going to go to a quick break and some more hot independent artist music and major artists. So we're going to keep it rocking.
They say, what's happening? Your boy shouted hello. And right now you listen to the greatest show on earth, the Nick and Rich Show. Yeah. Shouted.
Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah. It's your boy, Tina, going live, you know what I'm saying, with my girl, Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Yeah, we bossing at a whole other scale this year.
Much love.
Yo, what's up? This is ATL's own DJ Big B, and I'm tuned in right now to the Nikki Rich Show. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what up? It's the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? And I just want to give a big shout-out to my girl, you know what I'm talking about, Nikki Rich, right here on iJive Urban Rich Radio, baby. We hosting this thing, man. That's what it is. I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, baby. If you didn't know, I get it in. You see me. I don't care if you're looking to not dirty and tea. We all we got, man. New Earth ain't coming soon your way, all right?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earned, got it on my own. They can't stop me. Yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah. Came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle chains. They can't stop me running, running, running,
running, running, running, running away from me. Drop the top and let the wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play them with your info. Real new copy, like 10-4. Bet why these looks, the acclaimed pro. This roots to this, that's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more. Paper change, I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane, though. I'm fame, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush have me ease away the pain slow. Fake dudes ain't interesting, I'm come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I run the foe, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wet and all gravy. But it's still fading, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what beside for?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earned, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Watkins, he is the author a writer, a poet, entertainer from Louisville, Kentucky. From Kentucky.
Right.
Shout out to Kentucky.
All day long. That's right.
But yeah, you know, you worked so hard in 2012, 2013.
Here we are.
In 2012, you know, your first self-published book entitled "The Gift." The Gift, and I love that title, "The Gift." You know, and you've done so much showcasing the passion for your poetry. You know, it contains 50 poems covering such different subjects like loneliness, abandonment, and abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting it in.
I'm trying to. I'm very proud of how far I've come in such a little time. I think I still have, you know, crazy amounts of ways to go. I can go anywhere with this right now, and I feel like I'm in a really good place creatively, you know. So I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come.
You're making that happen, and congratulations on all your success. We know you are launching a campaign coming up. Tell us, everybody, a little bit about the campaign you got coming up that you're launching as well.
All right. Everybody's heard so far, hopefully, I hope, you know, they heard about Kickstarter, okay? What I wanted to do is use Kickstarter to my advantage. I think it's a really great, you know, program, and I think it's, if done right, it can be a wonderful thing. We're starting a campaign now. I really am sort of fed up with how, you know, like, you get, like, these reality stars or these different celebs who can, quote, unquote, release a book and automatically be a New York Times bestseller, automatically, you know, sell millions of copies of books and be have this book read worldwide, whether they really wrote it or not. And I think I'm not the only author that feels that way. I think it's so easy for established entertainers or entertainers who have a decent platform to transition easily into publishing. And it's much harder for someone who starts out as an author to transition into film or transition into music or whatever it is they want to do except excessively outside of just publishing. And I feel like it's wrong because we authors and we writers are the glue that holds everything together. Some of the best movies that we know of and some of our favorite movies all started out as books. And there was someone who sat down and they took their imagination and they wrote out this story and then it, you know, grew and grew. And I think that to have a weekly platform, just like you see, you know, right now reality shows are the highest of the popularity ever. And, you know, every station, I think, has a reality show, one or more. And so I think it'd be ideal to fill that void with authors. A lot of people think that authors are these, you know, boring individuals. They think that we, you know, just sit and write all day, we read all day, you know, pretty much just, you know, they're kind of stale. They don't really fit in with everyone else. And really, I mean, the authors I know, us young ones who are in this, you know, whole digital era, I mean, we're fun. We party. We promote like crazy. We really have a whole different take on this whole publishing world. And with the digital change, with the way people read now, I mean, it's everything's presented differently. It's all about, you know, these Kindles and you have your iPads and, you know, everybody has a tablet where they're reading from now. So you have to really keep up. I mean, right now anybody can publish anything. So it's really hard to be seen. So I think that to put a group of young, educated, you know, just like aspiring authors on the same platform to get them a television spot to show what they really go through and what they sacrifice to put out these stories that sometimes never get any kind of recognition, I think it's a good platform. And I think that, you know, it's a void that could be filled. Right now nobody's following the world of publishing. And it's an entertainment brand just like, you know, film and television and music. So I think it's something that would do well if done right.
That's real. And I love that you said that too. You know, you got to get out here and you got to, like I say, you got to do what you love. And what I love about you, you have taken amazing people, you know, and you also shouted them out, you know, and and campaign for them too, you know, such as
right.
Trey Mason Commons. You know, you featured two special poems, one dedicated to her, which is one of the American Idol alumni, and as
right.
well as, you know, I mean, that's amazing right there just to do that, you know, and support others. You
I
know, and another one, Grammy Award winner and international recording artist, Macy Gray. That's pretty huge.
Right. There are a lot of people who have helped me along the way, and I'd be a fool
yeah.
to not acknowledge their, you know, their support. Because what I do, I mean, it is publishing, but it is a form of entertainment. And there are a lot of people who have, you know, been able to inspire me and mentor me along the way and really give me, you know, the encouragement that I need. You know, so I really always take the time to shout out those people.
That's real. That's real right there. Now, how do you
right.
You know, with that concept to, you know, I would say, like, think, okay, I want to do this. You know, I want to dedicate this to these people and not anybody else. You know, just for certain types of people right there.
Right. I mean, I try to be innovative in my
okay.
approach. Anytime I'm writing anything or anytime I'm going to do any event, I try to be innovative. I get involved with as much as possible. Right now we're me and, of course, my manager, Kendra Hamilton. Shout out to her. We've been working on a lot just
definitely
by, you know, trying to be innovative. I love her. You know, and it's like I've gone to speak at several schools now, and that's always interesting, always fun. I've spoken at some colleges and things like that. And also am a part of a anti-bullying campaign. You know that last time we spoke, I had a different take on that whole thing. But I've gotten involved with some anti-bullying campaigns with J.W. Rhodes and,
okay.
you know, just different people where we go and we actually get in front of students and we, you know, just encourage them in our own unique ways. And you can actually find out more about, you know, any, like, type of speaking engagement that I'll do. You can go to my manager's website, actually. She posts everything there. It's khenterprisesllc.com, and that's where, like, you can find all that information. Like, we go out and we hit the road and, you know, just go for it and inspire these kids. These babies need some guidance. Keep them busy that way, for sure.
That's real. They do need some guidance. I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for you guys. Mentors, that's what it is.
You got to give
we
back.
We need the mentors. That's real. So everybody
and I'm like, you know.
In, you know, we live with T-Ron Watkin, author, that is, author, poet, writer, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, T-Ron, I'm going to tell you, the lines are crazy, too. We're going to be going through the phone line.
Let's see what we got.
Well, I'm going to
open them up.
Everybody, you can call in at 323-580-5749. Again, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. We're going to go to the first caller. It's 502-836.
Hold up,
Julie. Welcome to the Rich Show. 502.
Hello.
Right. They tuned in. I see we got a lot of 502s, so shout out to everybody. If you press one, that will let us know that you would like to speak with our guest tonight. Now, also, you know, I wanted to talk to T-Ron also about your other release you had was Last Version. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Last Version. Oh, Lordy. Have I offended some people with this? I really have gotten under some people's skin with this one. The Last Version has, honestly, it's been an easier effort than The Gift. Of course, The Gift was all poetry. That's a hard market to push. The Last Version, I talk about sex straight up and down. You know, there's no sugarcoating. I have a very unique take on exactly what I say to people and some, you know, interesting commentaries on different things like teen pregnancy or how would you introduce, you know, sex, the topic of sex, how would you talk to it about you know, to children these days when they have such easy access to being, you know, opened up to whatever it is that is, you know, sex. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's funny, it's humorous, and I think that I, you know, hit a lot of great points in this story, but I've ruffled a lot of feathers. I've done some signings, and you get, like, you know, some really interesting questions from people who just don't get it. I've had people who felt like, you know, what I was saying was just all wrong. They were sort of stuck in their ways, in a sense. And it's, I'm not trying to convince anybody to change, you know, their views or their perception on how they handle the things like, you know, that have to do with sex. I just, you know, try to let people understand that you don't, you know, condemn someone. You have to really take the time to understand these different avenues as the way, you know, we're all introduced to sex. And I felt like for people who have been, you know, raped or molested or, you know, they just have, feel like they've been robbed or something, they have to know that every day that you wake up, you are really truly a virgin in a sense. You are, there's always a new experience out there, and it has nothing to do with sex at the core. You know, sex is just the way I sort of pull people in because it's, you know, that's how people are. But it's all about having that innocence. Owning your innocence and letting yourself know that you can, you know, try and fail over and over again. And as long as you are doing it with the right intentions, then you're on the right track. You know what I mean? Don't give up. You know? It is what it is. So, I mean, it's been doing really well.
You bring that controversy, too. You bring that controversy.
I got to. I got to be like, I feel like if I don't offend someone, then I've done something wrong. You know what I mean? And I'm not here to try and please everybody. I can't do that. I can't help what people are offended by. All I can do is say what I got to say and be truthful with it, and hopefully my intentions are felt, you know?
That's real. And God, I rhyme slaves, so we got to go to the callers too. But also, everybody that's listening in after the show, you can download this episode, an exclusive interview, on iTunes for free. So we want to go to the phone lines. Is that cool with you?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay, we want to go to 502-500. You on the air, so what's your name, where you calling from? 502-500, you on the air?
Oh, my.
Okay, we got 301-919.
Oh,
you
good.
On the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Oh, this is Alan from Laurel, Maryland.
Hey Alan.
Yeah. Hi, T-Ron. How are things going?
Things are great.
Awesome.
I know who this is.
Yeah, tell Nikki who this is.
This is Alan. Okay, now I don't know if I ever said the last name right, but I say Greenstein.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I think that's right.
Stein, okay. Alan is very supportive, very involved in just the arts and supporting young artists, and has been someone who has been there, you know, and I've also dedicated poetry to him, has been someone who's been there since, like, day one, just being absolutely supportive. And Alan, I do want to take the time to thank you for that. It means a lot.
Shout out to
Alan.
Yeah. He's calling to the show before, too.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a question for me?
Well, I'm just wondering how things are going, how are your various works, how are they selling well?
Now, let's talk about sales. It depends on your standard. I really don't have huge expectations as it pertains to sales. I think that if a sale equals someone reading it and taking something from it, then I'm all for it. But, I mean, like, I do okay for myself. I'm not going to sit here and be, you know, modest. I do okay for myself. But, you know, it's not like I'm at the million mark. But I do all right. You know, royalties are definitely a blessing in disguise, because at some point you forget that you're going to get them. But sales are doing good. and all from all kinds of places. I've gone and seen that I've had sales in Trinidad, you know, which is crazy. You know, it's just places that you really wouldn't think of, but I get those things all the time. And so I'm pleased with what they're looking like, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the wonder of social media these days that allows this sort of thing to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I'm always on the internet too, so I gotta, like, you know, get out there any way I can.
Have you made any new contacts based on this? Like people getting back to you, feedback on your book?
Absolutely, all the time. Especially, I really love doing live readings and signings. That's the best, like, way to, you know, get that author reader communication. I really love doing that because you get to meet so many interesting people. Anytime I do a signing, I always make it free to the public, so that if somebody just happens to come in and they, you know, get interested, it's, you know, those are the, you know, spontaneous things that I really like. I've also been able to just, like, meet a lot of, you know, people with a lot of just a lot of weight behind their names, if you know what I mean. A lot of prestige and people who I've looked up to for so many years who have been able to hear of me in some way. And so, I mean, like, I'm really blessed with the people who I've been able to come across. And I get a lot of honest feedback, which I do appreciate. I love the honest feedback. And, you know, I get into some debates with people. I love that. And then those are people who are just who just love everything I do and say, and I love them. You know, so it's always developing, always coming in contact with very, very interesting people, to say the least.
That's real.
Okay, definitely been good for you then, for sure.
Yes. Well, we thank you for calling in, Alan. So love.
Okay. Okay. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right,
have
now.
A blessed one, Alan. Alan, you support a lot of people.
Right.
That's real, you know, and that's a great thing because I'm going to tell you, Alan does support a lot of people, you know, because I had a previous guest on too and he called in. I mean, it's amazing people like this that's supporting individuals that's working hard like yourself. And it's great to have these people in your corner. You know?
Right. I think one thing that's really interesting is that nowadays, with, like I said, with the digital advance that makes it, you know, hard for a lot of people to get out there, it's also easier in a way. I've had a lot of people who come to me and they say things like, you know, how can I get your book for free? And I mean, those things are funny, but you also, I mean, I don't know, it's just like, it's really interesting to use those things to your advantage when it comes to the World Wide Web.
That's real. Well, we got some more callers. We're going to get to them right now. We're going to go to
let's see if we can get somebody on this line.
513 in the building. What's going on? Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hello, hello. This is Brandy Ford calling in to say what?
Hey!
Hi, everybody. Have Friday. Hi.
Right.
TGIF, it's Poodle's asking on the line what's going on.
Yes. Shout out to Poodle's Staff and Cosmetics.
So amazing. Thank you so much. My amazing.
Shout
amazing
out to
Poodle's
Staff and Cosmetics.
Right. Thank you, Boo. So I'm loving, I'm digging this whole forum. Your platform is amazing.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm totally in love with all your books and your personality and your spirit, and I'm going to be here talking so much crap when you cross the finish line. I'm one of those people that gives him the honest feedback.
Yes, everything I need. Whether I want it or not.
Yes, it's coming.
Well, we
straight
need you on the
Chase
Show team, man.
I would love to. I would be like the man that used to be with Wendy online. I would be like him to see the God. That's my mouth style right there. But I just wanted to call in and continue supporting my friend and say hello and just let the world know how proud I am. to have met such an amazing young man, and that I'm just rooting for you. Like, not
I love
you
so much.
You're the best thing ever. And I love you, too. And I will be waiting to celebrate with you with screams and hollers when you get done. So,
you know that.
Hey, and I'm in red carpet covering.
What?
I'll let y'all go on and finish. Y'all got a bunch of people calling in.
Yes.
All righty.
All right. Well,
God
you...
bless you.
All right. Bye.
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 We're going to go to 502-510. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Timothy Motley.
Hey, Timothy Motley.
How you doing? I'm T-Ron Zeta's brother. I just want to call and say congratulations.
That's real. And Timothy, now we're glad that you called in. Do you have any other questions as well?
Well, I really don't have no questions. I'm just proud of my little brother. Hope he conceived. I'm just happy for you, man. I'm just happy
Thank
for you.
You.
And you can do what you do best. You're writing those books, making me laugh.
You know I will.
That's real.
All right. Well, I guess I'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
later, then. That's fine.
I'll see you.
I'll see you later.
Now, T-Ron, I do want to let you know you got a lot of supporters. You got a lot of supporters out there, and you know it's a lot of people. You know they it's like an uprise of authors right now. Because I'm gonna tell you, within the past month, I done had about 10 authors, and it's like an uprise now. Like everybody is writing right now. It's
right.
Huge. It's big. You know. For those who don't know, you better get into it, you know?
Right. One thing I'm definitely going to do is as we advance with trying to get this television show put out, I definitely do want to create this reality show platform, just like you see with, you know, the Real Housewives franchise or anything like that. You follow these different people. Only thing is, like, I definitely want to showcase different authors. And so one thing, when I definitely progress in this and I'm getting the money and getting the people behind me, I definitely do want to open it up and have these authors who are striving to be seen and have a platform and have great stories to tell. I definitely want to be able to keep it open and have them be able to sign up and, you know, have a chance to be on this platform with me.
That is
so it'll definitely be an open, you know.
That's real. And you just got to keep it going. You know, you got to keep it going. What else can we expect from you coming up in 2013?
Well, I'm definitely going to be dropping another book. I can't release too much on it yet because I'm just not, you know, I'm an artist, so I'm not really there yet to be sharing it. I'm sensitive.
I know that's right.
But I'm definitely
going to
be releasing another book this year. And it'll probably be digital exclusive, you know, just for a layover. And then I'm just looking to get back into my acting a lot more, definitely do a lot more auditions and just really push to get this show concept off the ground and really get this in front of some people who can help us out and really, you know, believe in us. Because there's a lot that still has not been done. And I think that this idea and this, you know, move can really change the publishing world for the better, you know? So I'm really looking to make a lot of big moves and just, like, keep the momentum going all day long. Oh, and celebrating my 23rd birthday in July. So
July the what? Because you know my birthday is July.
July 17th.
I'm July 2nd.
I'll say you early. You pretty early. You early.
Yeah,
I'm
my birthday
smack dab
July
in the middle.
6th. Hey, you know, I'm a 4th of July baby.
Right. See.
Independent.
Right. That explains so much.
Yes.
So much. I also want to say, I want to give a shout out to Poodle Assassin Cosmetics. Brandy Ford, who called, she is the president and owner of that. What it is it's a cosmetic line that is geared toward helping transgender women. It's definitely a big thing for the LGBT community, and she's been doing a lot of great things with just empowering the LGBT community. So I definitely want to give a shout out to her and just, you know, put that out there.
Yeah.
Also, just like, you know, I'm just really proud of you. I always, you know, I'm able to sort of find the time to see what you've been up to, and you have been on it, Nikki. We can't catch you still no more.
Yes.
So,
you know,
so I am proud of you, honey.
You know, we getting it in.
See? I'll come and see you now. I'll be out there.
Well, you know, I moved here. I live in Charlotte.
I know you didn't move here. I know.
I've been like it's my second home.
See? That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I love the West Coast.
Right. I definitely, I know that with everything I'm doing, it's going to take me to these, you know, mainstream cities a lot more often. So I'm just, might as well warm up to them, right?
That's real. I'm telling you.
So,
that's why we got to start somewhere. So we starting here tonight. You know, live.
You know that.
And T-Ron, you know, you got to go check out the broadcast, too, on Ustream later. You know, it's official right now. We're doing it. Ustream.tv.
See, I got
/channel/ Nikki Rich Show. Yeah, definitely got to do that.
And if anybody wants to catch me out, my next engagement will be in Lexington, Kentucky. I'll be doing a sign-in and reading there. But I'm working on solidifying the date and the venue. So just, like, stay posted. You know, you can go to my website, realtyronwatkins.com, and also, you know, find my Twitter, Facebook, and all that stuff, and really stay updated with that because that'll be soon. We're looking
and
around,
you know,
like, mid-June to do it.
You know you got to keep us updated. You know how we do. It's like every few months we got to have T-Ron back home.
You know what?
You
got to
keep us updated.
You know what? All day long. All day long.
Most definitely. We can end. Now, where else do you go to check everything out? I want you to give them everything.
Y'all ready? Here we go. So, realtyronwatkins.com. That's T-E-A-R-O-N, Watkins.com. Then we have my Twitter. That's T-R-O-N-W, @T-E-A-R-O-N-W. We have my Facebook. That's Facebook.com/T-R-O-N-W as well. And then we have my Facebook fan pages for my book, The Gift by T-Ron. And then there is, Facebook.com/ T-Ron TLV. That's for the Facebook fan page for The Last Virgin. I have an Instagram that's @T2TheRon. So T2TheRon. That's my Instagram. What else I got? I got everything. Let's see. YouTube.com/ T-Ron Watkins with a Z at the end. Let's see. I'm pretty much everywhere. I cover all my bases. Tumblr. What's my Tumblr? I don't know. You can find it on my website. So I'm everywhere.
Go to Instagram.
Exactly. Hashtag T-Ron.
That's real. You can check it out.
Hashtag doing the thing. Hashtag buy my book.
Hashtag
all right, you know that. Hashtag, you know you got all that information, right? Hashtag. Ain't nobody got time for that. Hashtag. Hashtag.
Giveaway. I'm on it. I'm on it. You know.
Hashtag not.
Hashtag.
Oh, and hashtag.
All the hashtags.
Last version. Look.
Right.
Last version, version hair. You can find that again somewhere.
That's right. Shoot. Hashtag. You can find me posted up at work all day, every day.
That's real.
Hashtag Wait. Tax season.
You can find it. Hashtag money.
Hashtag making moves. Hashtag team no sleep. Hashtag team cancel. Hashtag
oh.
Let's see.
Hashtag take nap. I might not get no sleep, but I'll take a nap.
Oh. Hashtag see the way that my bank account is set up.
Team take
shoot. Hashtag 2013.
Okay. No,
all
hashtag,
of them.
You forgot the very first hashtag. You
what?
Know you gotta put him first, God.
Amen. Hashtag amen. You know that. All day, every day.
Yes. You know, you
I got to lean on something, don't I?
Yes.
Got
hey,
to.
You gonna, if not, you're going to be falling over.
Hashtag ass app. Hashtag end split. You know, you right about that.
We so. Getting it in, everybody. We live right now with T. Ron Watkins. Sound like the movie characters, you know. Have y'all heard
that's
of
right.
T. Ron Watkins? Y'all know what I'm talking about around the corner.
Baby, but. I'm trying to tell you.
Now, do
you know what?
Coming up in a novel, any movies, film? Can we expect that?
Who, me?
Yes, sir.
You said, can we expect what?
A novel that's turned into a film.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about these novels that become films. One thing that we have, either you find someone who is well-established in film, and they have the means to turn your book into a story or into a show or whatever it is. They have the means to do so, and they really believe in your work. That's like from a personal
yeah.
standpoint. But other than that, the only way to really get in front of them is to have your book do well. There's a friend of mine who what our authors are doing now is they're filming book trailers that they upload to, you know, YouTube and places like that. That they put in front of people. And with these book trailers, people often get an idea of the story visually.
Yeah.
And a lot of people ask those authors, because I have not done one, they ask them all the time, they say, when is this going to be a movie? Or when are we going to get to see, you know, a show of this? Or whatever it is. And it's like, you got to buy this book first. Don't ask me when the show is coming out or when there's going to be a film if you can't, you know, purchase the book so that when I go to the film companies and I say, I want this to become a movie and I want you to put your millions of dollars into this movie, they
got
to see that
so
there's
many,
a bigger, you know, big support system.
Yeah.
You know?
That's real.
So the minute I sell helicopters of anything, it's probably when they'll start considering me for film.
And that goes on the end of everything, whether you, you with your product, you know, like me.
Right.
I got to have these numbers up every night. So you see me, you know. So it's
right.
like any product, you know, that you have.
Right. It's hard. Like, I have major retailers like all the major booksellers, Barnes and Noble, Books a Million, all these people who carry me. They do carry my product, and they carry me on, you know, through the online sources. But I am not featured in stores. It's merely online. And the only reason is, until they see the demand to put my book on a shelf, it's not going to happen. So I really, all people who support me, like, I have to, keep those relationships alive, because those are the people who are making a difference, and I do appreciate that. So I'm really thankful for those who do support me despite the not having the convenience of being able to go to Walmart and get me off of a shelf. You know what I mean? But I'm all over online. Like, you can get me online everywhere. So all day long.
And that's the demand right now. Everything is moving digital. That's the demand.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the big thing. You know, so you got to get with the digital. And you got to be on the street, too. Like, you not only got to be out there online, you got to be getting that footwork. You know, that's why
right.
We're here. We getting that footwork in.
And see, like, with my book signings that I do, I refuse to do a book signing at, like, a library, because I think that scares the people that I'm trying to get to. That scares them away. And the library has a certain feel to it. Like, you can't be live in the library. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get – I mean, you can, but you ain't supposed to. You know, it's not a crunk environment. So I'd rather, like, you know, host a signing that leads to, like, an after party, you know, something like that. To, like, do them in places that people don't expect a signing to be. Because I really like to have fun at these events and, you know, laugh and have conversation and, you know, do whatever we got to do to have a good time. You know what I mean? So I really try to be innovative in that approach. So this is just like, you know, just authors being very innovative. You have to figure out how you're going to rope them in these days, you know? Fun.
Yeah. That is real. Well, T-Ron, I've had a pleasure having you on tonight. We have had a blast, you know, and we welcome you back anytime.
Well, you know I ain't going nowhere. You know I'll be on your timeline. And we're definitely going to have to, I'm definitely going to have to bring a signing to a live event to Charlotte. Next time you're there, we're going to have to do so.
We
you know? Because I don't know it ain't that far. I mean, come on. I'll do the live event, the pre thing, and then you can host the after party. Let's do it.
Hey, you already know. I come to Kentucky too, honey. Believe that.
Come on now.
One of them fights. You know, I used to go for the fight. So, you know, I come again.
I'm trying to see
it. France, y'all got. It's beautiful out there. It's so beautiful.
Right. So you get it. You can have green grass and pretty landscapes and stuff. We ain't got that many people. See. I refuse to. I feel like I will move to a major city if the money's there at the time or if I'm working somewhere. But I feel like no matter where I go, I'm always gonna have a home here at home. You know.
Okay.
The living is cheap and pollution is damn, praise God. You know.
That's real. That's how you got to do it.
Right.
That's real. Well, T-Ron, we're glad that you have come and talked with us and shared your gifts with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
That's that key word, the gift.
You know what? Hashtag. Hashtag the gift. Yes, all day long.
That's real. But we thank you. Now, do you mind shouting out the Nikki Rich show so we can play it in our future shows?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Here we go. It's your boy, author, entertainer, T-Ron Watkins, and you are listening to the Nikki Rich show. How was
hey.
That? All day long, see? All right, that's all you need.
That's real. Well, we're glad you came through, and you know, we're going to wind things down here tonight. We're going to go to some more music. Artist El Maya's fired up. And we live in here because you got to turn up.
Right.
So we're going to leave tonight with fired up. Thanks, T-Ron. We end by saying
thank you.
You all the best. Much love.
Thank you so much.
We end by saying God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fight up, hey. I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fight up. Fight up, hey. We fight up. So many pretty women in here got me fired up. Fight up, hey. We fight up. And I just made a lot of money and we fight up.
I don't need a mixtape. I got that fire coming. And you don't know what you talking about till I'm drumming. You don't wanna see me unless you got a summit. This is my campaign, watch them start running. Iced coffee, Red Bull, and a banging track. Told her I was stressed out, she said I'll handle that. A lot of pussy cats with me, they can smell a rat. They put my coat on my shoulders like I'm Sonny Black. I'm making deals that are real, that can get you whacked. I'm about that money, and that banging track. Money being made outside of rap. And I don't believe in Santa, but they on my lap.
Fire, we fire. I mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire, we fire. I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire. Fire, we fire. So many pretty women in here got me fire. Fire, we fire. Myself like there's an iron rack. Don't want no war, but if you do, it's gonna be alright. I'd rather party, celebrate us winning. I'm talking gold bottles and bang models in the backyard swimming out like sweet. And I'm in the suite, see dressed up like chicken treat. Church is out, now see your freak. Still got a ring on, won't make a piece. See class the street, riding Bentley seat. Got a home money, see about 10 a week. And I just spent 10 on buying sneakers. And I'm fired up, my life ain't cheap. 5 years tight, living near life. Nowhere near my feet, never try tight. Spin that all black thing, call it Michael Knight. And see, I'll never do nothing I don't like. Her hair tight, her skin light. Her eyes green like street light. Her heels giving her more height. And see, old enough, sweet. Fire, we fire. I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire, we fire. I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire. Fire, we fire. So many pretty women in here got me fired up. Fire, we fire. And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Rest of death. Got that money growing. We in the building, ice cold, we got it snowing. She fired up, she smell Armani. I left the building, that chick was right behind me. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on cause I did that. She fired up, cause she rap. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on, I did that. She fired up, cause she rap.
Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here's another rack. Throw it all away. Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here goes another rack. I'ma throw it all away.
Fire, hey, we fire. Hey, I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire, hey, we fire. Hey, I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire. Fire, hey, we fire. Hey, so many pretty women in here got me fired. We fired up, hey. And I just made a lot of money and we fired up.
All right, that was Fired Up by El Myers. We got some more hot new music. And we're going to go to Hunt. And this is In the Blank featuring Catalyst. Produced by Al Hardy. Y'all check it out.
We getting money. You should try it.
It up cause I'm on. You niggas mad that I got it. I'ma do me, nigga, gon' do you. Why the fuck y'all haters clocking my wallet? I grind hard, play hard, hustle is my day job. I'm real with mine, you can out street. That means you dudes is all fraud. I'm a fly guy, do fly shit, fly first class, blow kush. That's somehow when I breathe fire, that bad chick on me to push. My gear tight, Jews right, I dick him down that long pipe. I ain't really with that drama life, there's a problem, nigga, it's on sight. Go hard cause I'm on that mission. On my feet, never catch me slipping. Ain't no beef, gotta get this chicken. This is why the hell y'all trippin'? My money up, so I'm good. My team straight, so I'm good. I never fronted on nobody, so in the hood, I'm good. That cash all in my pocket, rocks all in my chain. I'm out here getting this paper, y'all should be doing the same. I put cash all in my pocket, rocks all in my chain. I'm out here getting this paper, y'all should be doing the same.
I be
all
up in the bank,
I be
all up in the bank,
I be
all up in the bank with the funny
thing.
All up in the bank,
I be
all up in the bank.
All right, all right. That was Punch in the Bank featuring Catalyst, produced by L. Hardy. We right now want to get into some more hot new music. We got Clove, Remember Me.
Frequent flyers.
Feels so amazing.
Bitches, cause all zone, I'm feeling so Teflon. I run the house, new suit, I'm on my red run. I don't need a big circle, just a tight one. And I don't need a lot of women, just the right one. I'm ducking haters, trying to violate my civil rights. We working hard, watching mornings turn into nights. Two life crew, I'm shining like a pilot light. Play your part if you try and roll with me tonight. She in the clove, I'm getting faced at the traffic light. Your pineapples, girl, them things about to get dyke. I don't cuff them, let them fly like a new kite.
Fly forever, I'm the phantom, I got bragging right.
These flows like tones, act like you know. Rob Frost, Langston Hughes, Edgar Allan Poe. It feels so nice, this can't be life. If I'm living wrong, I don't wanna be right. I feel it coming, I promise I won't take it for granted. Money team working, all it took was perfect planning. Lord knows, we gotta understand it. Without Delta, I don't think I'll be able to manage.
You should remember me, cause I'm doing me. You should remember me, cause I'm doing me. Nightshades, couple chains, and that's usually. That's usually, yeah, man, that's usually. You should remember me, cause I'm doing me. You should remember me, cause I'm doing me. Nightshades, couple chains, and that's usually. That's usually, yeah, man, that's usually.
The game changer, them ladies like my flavor. Been about my business, them ladies calling me player. I'm the future savior, I said future, so that's later. Moms is my creator, that money is my debater. Watching for them traders, this laser is my deflator. I've been greater, I'm the two life proven dictator. Doing me, that's usually. Shining like a light bill, I know they gon' remember me. Shay said day, four gold chains. I am no lame, I'm doing big things. It's strange, but ain't this change? Brain every day from a young thing. I'm fly, man. Money on my mind, but that's usually. We can leave right now, girl, you and me. Don't live in your past, learn from your past. I'm just working until I can take a money back.
You should remember me, cause I'm doing me. You should remember me, cause I'm doing me. Nightshades, couple chains, and that's usually. That's usually, yeah, man, that's usually. You should remember me, cause I'm doing me. You should remember me, cause I'm doing me. Nightshades, couple chains, and that's usually. That's usually, yeah, man, that's usually.
On the planet. We're going to go to some more
hot new music, but we're going to wind it down here. I do want to let everybody know you can listen Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can check us out. You know, we bring the hottest every day. We do. And shout out to all the listeners. We got two more songs we're going to play. We're going to play Marathon League, Bucket Full of Seconds. And, you know, we got to play that Trees as well. So, y'all, check it out. This is Trees, Big Crip Club.
Round one for the city. Top players rock. 25-8. Straight legs, no chase. Crep up in this game slow. Still be blowing in dope. I be high as angels. They cooler than your tango. Watching out for 5-0. They be down for Jim Crow. Buckets these we ride low. Rear view is clear, so guess it's time to slide. We hit the gas. Hoes be on the curb, turning heads as we pass. CDs in the dash, and we bumping Pimp C. Photos on that Chevy, but we rolling 3D. Flowing on the club, cause my high is coming through. Got some bras to roll, know they came from out of town. Liquor in my system, so it got me at attention. I hear them hoes talking, but I don't really listen. See, I'm on a mission and I'm never losing focus. The ones who say the most, man, I swear they be the brokest. It ain't hard to notice, homie, stop off at the stop. Turn my music up like it's a show, but nigga, no. We creep slow, blowin' on this end. Riding with my hand, all we know is here. Man, you see we creep.
He might stare up with rushes. Bands, no instruments, buckets, no auto. Money, he never fold. Pockets forever swole. Ooh, bucket full of duckets. Ooh, some don't be lucky. Me and my team like money to the ceiling. If you ain't getting money, get that out the building. Money. Dummy.
I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back to broke.
I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back. No, 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 no. I got money, count money, 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 count money, count money, count money,
count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count money, count